Hello, Inclusive Android. This is Reva, and today I'm going to do a demo of the app Bands in Town. I am doing this on a Nexus 10 tablet running Lollipop 5.1. My tablet is in portrait mode, so it should be similar to the layout you will have if you're doing this in portrait mode on your phone. Now, you're probably like, what's Bands in Town? Bands in Town is an app that, well, will tell you when artists and bands that you like are in town. You can track artists that you like, and so when they come to town, it will send you a push notification or an email, you know, telling you, hey, this band is coming to town. You can link it to your Facebook and Twitter to make it a lot easier, which I should say, when I open the app, I have Bands in Town linked to my Facebook. So my artists that I like are already being tracked by it automatically. You can add them manually if you want to, but I like so many bands, it would take forever for me to do. So I would recommend, to make this process a lot easier and a lot faster, to use Facebook or Twitter to set up an account. But I will not, it's the standard procedure when you connect something to your Facebook and Twitter through any other app. So I'm not going to do that in this demo. But just to let you know that I am already logged in, and also I should warn you, I'm a goofy metalhead, so some fan names might be offensive. So I've warned you. I said might, depending on who's coming to town. So yeah, but let's start the demo of Bands in Town. I'm in the app right now, and I am at the first page. Like I said, I'm already logged in. So if you're already logged into Bands in Town and with your account set up, you will be on a page called Concert Cloud. So what is on the Concert Cloud is shows that are coming to your area that Bands in Town thinks that you might be interested in. So let's, and keep in mind, these options are specific to me, but it's just to give you a general idea. So I'm going to put my finger on the screen.
Chris Tomlin.
Right, there are pure bands coming to town.
Chevelle, Catfish and the Bottom, Carousel Kings, Capital Kings.
Right, here are a bunch of artists that are coming to town, and all of them so far are things that I don't particularly care for, but this is just my opinion, folks. But I'm going to go find an artist that I am going to a show for, and I'm going to show you what happens when you double tap them.
Carousel, Catfish and the Chevelle, Chris Tomlin. Clap your hands. Cold Mix. Crobat. Crowbar. Crucified Barbara.
Crucified Barbara. I like them, and I'm going to go see them. So I'm going to double click on this. Or double tap, whatever you want to call it. Alright, so I double tapped on Crucified Barbara.
Pickle Park. Thursday. Crucified Barbara. Share RSVP.
Alright, so Chris says Crucified Barbara. Share RSVP.
Pickle Park. Thursday, June 4th.
Alright, that says where they're going to be at. And in this case, it is Pickle Park. And it's going to be on June 4th.
Button 30. Unlabeled.
That first unlabeled button that you go to if you're doing the swiping thing, for those who don't, who do the Explore by Touch, it's in the top right corner. That's the button to close what you're looking at. So if I want to, when I'm done, I'll go up to the top right corner of the screen and close out of this to look at more stuff. But we won't focus on that right now. So I'm going to swipe again. For those of you who are swiping,
I'm attending,
but I'm not going to double click that right now. But if you're attending a show, you can double tap that, and that'll be an RSVP.
Maybe.
That's a maybe. That's obviously maybe you're attending, and that'll put it in your, oh, I might be attending this show. And I...
button 16. Unlabeled.
The first, another unlabeled button after the maybe, that is a button to share your RSVP to Facebook. So if you put I'm attending, or maybe you could share it to Facebook and or Twitter or whatever social media you have it hooked up with. And it will be like, so and so is attending Crucified Barbara. Or they might be going. So yeah.
Button 94. Unlabeled.
The second unlabeled button here is to share it to Twitter. Same thing. Yo, so-and-so is attending Crucified Barbara, or she might be going. So, yeah.
Three doors down.
All right, so we're back to the Concert Cloud. So I'm going to go back up to the button to close things.
Crucified Barbara. Share our rest. Pickle Park. Thursday, June 4th. Crucified Barbara. Search. Concert Cloud. Search. Crucified Barbara. Pickle Park. Button 30. Unlabeled.
Alright, so I'm going to close out of that. So yeah, like I said, on the screen here is a bunch of different bands that Bands in Town populated for shows that are coming to town based on things that I like. Bands in Town has a bunch of shows that's like, hey, you're interested in this band. So, hey, here's a bunch of other shows that you might be interested in that are coming to town. So,
Hate Eternal.
I'm going to also find another show because there's another option that didn't show up in Crucified Barbara that I'm going to show you.
Hailstorm.
Hi. We're going to click on Hailstorm. Right.
Northern Invasion 2015, Saturday, May 9th.
All right, that's Northern Invasion. I am going to that. but here's the option. This only is for certain shows, and I don't know how they determine this. I believe it might be stuff that they might be sponsoring or be involved with. I don't know, because for some shows it does show up, and then some it doesn't on here. But I'll show you here. So,
button 12, unlabeled.
Again, that's the button to close it when I'm done, which we'll come back to that.
I'm attending,
which I am, but again, I'm not going to double-click that.
Maybe.
That'd be a maybe I'm attending.
Get tickets.
That didn't show up when I clicked on Crucified Barbara. It does show up for this one. Now, for this actual particular show, it sold out, so you couldn't get tickets. But if it wasn't sold out, if you would double-click that, it would open up the selection for select a web browser. Or if you have a default one set, your default web browser, and it will take you to buy tickets. There's another thing that has to do with that in here that's in the settings, which I will get to in a little bit. But let's close out of that.
Northern Invasion 2. Hailstorm. Search. Northern Invasion. Button 12. Unlabeled.
All right, so I'm not going to go through the whole concert cloud here because there's a bunch of different bands that are here. As far as, like I said, obviously these things will be, you know, based on your particular musical preference. So obviously it's not going to be the same as what's on this screen, but you get the general idea. But one more thing here with the concert cloud. At the
seat control, 100%.
Bottom of the screen, there is a seat control. That seat control sets the radius for the shows that Bands in Town will keep track of. I have mine at 100%. I will say where I'm at, I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So with mine being set to 100%, I get stuff in other states. So I get stuff in Wisconsin and like La Crosse, and I get stuff in Rochester and Duluth and Mankato. I get some stuff in Iowa. It's not I know the search radius isn't based on miles because a few of those places are over 100-something miles away from me. Like La Crosse, Wisconsin, I believe, is like 130 miles away. So it's not miles, but it's a rather large search radius. So obviously, the higher the seat control, the larger your search radius for shows is going to be. The lower it is, the smaller your search radius is going to be. Obviously, this is personal preference of how high or low you want this to be, because obviously if you have it set to, you know, a higher rate, you're going to get notified of shows that, you know, oh yeah, this band is coming to town. It's 7 hours away. I can't drive there. So this is obviously personal preference. I have mine at 100% because on the occasion I do go to shows out of town. So I do have mine set at 100%. And obviously to interact with this, you interact with this the standard way that you would interact with the seat control. Depending on when you hear this recording, I should say that I am running the latest TalkBack beta. The date of this recording is May 5th, 2015, so it is the 420 beta 1. So they now have it in this beta, and by the time you hear this, this may or may not be out of beta, we'll see, where you can control C controls with the volume key, or you can do the standard double tap and slide it up and down, so... So yeah, but I am not going to mess with the seat control because I have it how I want it to be. So, now, you're probably like, okay, I see all these artists that Bands in Town, okay, have put in the concert cloud based on artists I already do like? What if there's an artist that I may not necessarily follow on Twitter or like on Facebook that I want to find and I want to track? Okay, well, in the top right corner of the screen.
Track artist recommended. Three doors down. Track artist recommended.
Violet?
Track artist search.
There's a search button.
Edit box. Currently editing. Search for artist.
If you wanted to search for an artist to track, because you want to know when they're coming to town, you can do that. I will do that right now. I will search for. I do like this band, but I don't. I'm currently not following them on Facebook or Twitter. I'm going to search for Nightwish. Okay, so let's put that in.
N N I I G G H A T T W W I I S S H H search. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
We searched our search results.
Nightwish.
Right, we found bands in town. Found it.
Fencing down.
Alright, so we have
Nightwish. Similar artists. Trackers. 291,563 total. Showing items 1 to 10 of 52.
Alright, so it said Nightwish. They found it. There's about 291,000 some other people who like Nightwish who are tracking them. Who want to know when they're coming to town. So, let's see what the options are here.
Track. Nightwish. Similar artists. Track.
Alright, so if I want to hit the button to track them, so when they're if they come to my town, I can do that.
Play my city.
Now, if I'm like, Nightwish needs to come here, which they do, because I haven't been here since 2007, but you can do that. Now, I should be noted, this does not mean that the band, if you do push it, is going to come play your city. Obviously, there are other factors that go into a band touring. This is just a fun little social thing, okay? So, don't be like, well, I hit the button for them to play my city and they didn't come here on the next tour. But it will be noted that on occasion, that certain artist will partner up with bands in town or whatever. Because I know a couple of bands that I like have done this and being like, okay, the city that puts in the most votes will play the top 5. Obviously, this is something that bands do from time to time. This would be something you have to keep track of a band on their social media if they do have a contest like this. But yeah, but there is an option here being like, play my city, but don't expect them to actually come there because you hit the button on Bands in Town. Now, if they are doing a contest, that's different. But obviously, if they're doing a contest, you need to check your favorite artist's website or social media to see if they are. So anyway, so we're going to go through the next options here on the screen.
Play my city. Listen.
Listen. Alright, so if you're like, okay, I want to listen to this band, people keep telling me about this band, if you hit that, it will open up, I believe, Spotify or Pandora, if those are on your device, and you can hear what Nightwish or whatever band that you, that is on, that you have searched for, you can hear what they sound like if it's somebody that you've never heard, or you just want to listen because you're a nerd fan, so, yeah.
Tarja.
All right, so this is similar artist. So now it's telling me, oh, well, you searched for this band. Here are other artists that sound like them. So it's telling me about Tarja, which is actually Nightwish's one of their former singers.
Within Temptation.
All right, Within Temptation.
Three period. Tour dates. Three period.
All right, that three period, again, if I double tap that, which I will.
May 9th, Revolution Live. May 8th, House of Blues Orlando. Serenia.
Alright, so it's telling me about more similar artists, which a lot of bands that I do like, by the way.
Leaves Eyes. Revamp. Combat. Tour dates.
Alright, so I went through all the similar artists. These are bands that are similar, that bands in town think that are similar to Nightwish. That it's like, well, here are other similar artists that you might like. Alright, so now.
Combat. Tour dates.
Alright, tour dates. Now, if you're just curious, hey, I wonder if this band is touring. It'll show you all the tour dates that are upcoming for the band. Now, it should be noted. Obviously, yeah, there's a lot of disclaimers in this app, but you'll see why. Bands in Town is not always correct. Bands in Town does run amok sometimes. And I will give you a couple of examples. One, sometimes bands of town likes to make crap up. You're probably like, huh? Sometimes if there are bands or people with similar names, bands in town will be like, oh, this band is coming to town. I'll use for an example here, Chelsea Wolfe. There is a singer named Chelsea Wolfe that I like. Her last name is spelled W-O-L-F-E. I guess there's also a country singer named Chelsea Wolfe, but her name does not, her last name, her Wolfe, is without the E. So sometimes bands in town will run amok and will say that, oh, Chelsea Wolfe is coming to town. And it'll say it's the one with an E, and it's actually the one without an E, which is that I'm not personally interested in. So, again, the disclaimer, there are times, double check on a band's website, social media, or contact the venue that Bands in Town says that the show is going to be at to make sure that this is actually happening. Also, obviously, here's the disclaimer that everybody's heard before. Details are subject to change. So sometimes, with unforeseen circumstances, shows get canceled, bands drop off, tours, venues get changed. Bands in Town does not always have that. Sometimes they do catch it, sometimes they don't. So again, if you really like a band and you really want to see them, double check their website or social media. Don't just rely on Bands in Town. They're just a good kind of supplementary thing to give you an idea of what's happening. But yeah, you do need to do the research on your own if you are, if you do are actually interested in going. So yay. Sorry people, I had to go on that little disclaimer rant, but yay. But we're going to keep swiping here.
May 5th. May 6th, the Ballroom at Warehouse Live, Houston, Texas.
It's talking about All of Nightwish's upcoming tour dates, which I'm not going to go through because it has it like all the way to December in other countries. So I'm pretty sure y'all don't want to hear about dates. And if you want to know Nightwish's tour dates, you can look them up on your own. But I will scroll to the bottom of the screen because there is something that you do need to see here.
Submit a missing event button. Showing items 24 to 52.
Submit a missing event. Now this goes back to what I was saying earlier. If there is something missing here, like there's a tour date that's on their social media, but it's not here, or the details are wrong, i.e. like the event switch venues, the dates change, this is where you can be, hey, Bands in Town, you're wrong. So this is where you would do that.
Submit a missing event button.
Alright, so this is where you would do that. So I'm going to back out of this.
Back button. Bands in Town. Loading artists.
Alright, so we are now
Capital
back.
A. Showing item 1 of 291.
Alright, we are now back to the concert cloud. So we are now going to go up to the menu in the top left corner.
Track artists. Okay. New interaction. Track artists. Okay.
Okay, we're now in Concert Cloud. It's okay, but I'm going to open up the menu first and show you the options in there.
Recommended.
All right, that's recommended.
Double tap to select Concert Cloud.
All right, Concert Cloud. That's where, that's where you start out when you open the app if your account is already set up.
Recommended.
All right, we're going to go into
Double tap to select.
We're going to go into Recommended.
Recommended. Recommended. Bands in Town.
All right, so these are the things that Bands in Town will recommend for you, being like, hey, you like this. Here are some other recommendations. So let's see what Bands in Town is recommending for me.
Mothership, Big V Saloon, St. Paul, Minnesota. Dragon Force, Mill City Knights, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Camelot, Mill City Knights, Minneapolis, Minnesota. King 810, Mithliv, St. Paul, Minnesota. Friday, May 8th. At Silver Dollar Saloon, Elizabeth, Minnesota. Brandon Heath, The Table Tour featuring Stephen Curtis Chapman, Brandon Heath, Love and the Outcome, and Ellie Holcomb, Rochester, Minnesota.
Alright, so these are recommended shows that are going to be here for artists, that are going to be in town, that Bands in Town think that I would be interested in. Though some of these, I'm not quite sure why Bands in Town think I'd be interested in them, but oh well.
Sleepwave, Mill City Nights, Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Devil Wears Prada, Zombie 5 Tour. Saturday, May 9th. Motionless in White, Northern Invasion, Somerset, Wisconsin.
All right, so here are the recommended shows. I'm not going to go through all that because there are tons of shows here that go for like months, but these are where recommended shows are. So we're going to go back up to the top left corner.
Recommended. Okay.
The okay.
Concert
thing.
Cloud.
We're going to go back to the menu and.
Recommended. All local events.
All right, here's all local events.
All local events. Bands in Town.
So this will show you everything that Bands in Town is tracking. That's going to be in your town, whether you're interested in it or not. So, you know, so, I mean, if you're around a friend, okay, you like metal, they like country music, okay, let's see what country shows are coming to town to give them something so they can get away from me and stop playing their terrible music. Okay, I'm being mean, but I don't like country. But this will tell you all local events.
Mindy Miller, radio tour, was an at 102.9 New Buzz in country, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
See what I mean?
Double tap to select. Two on tap. Paramount Theater, St. Cloud, Minnesota. Rhonda Stefano, Paramount Theater, St. Cloud, Minnesota. Jeremy Heeniger, Normandale Community College, Bloomington, Minnesota. Mountain Opera, Amsterdam Barton Hall, St. Paul, Minnesota. Chris Hockey Music, Cinco de Mayo Party Pipe Acoustic Performance, Lakeville, Minnesota. Danger Ronnie and the Spins, Amsterdam Barton Hall, St. Paul, Minnesota.
So yeah, so this is all local events that are in your city, town, however, again, this is based on your search radius, so you might get things that are far away. Keep in mind, I have mine set to 100%, so some of these things aren't technically in my state, but, you know, but like I said, I do occasionally travel. So we're now going to go back up to the menu in the top left corner.
All local events, okay.
Now where it says okay, so we're going to double tap that.
All track artists, popular artists, track artists, all local events, track artists.
Alright.
Track artists. Fencing down.
We're now going to track artists. This is a list of all the artists that you track. Like I said, I have this link to my Facebook, so to make this a lot easier for me, because I like so many bands, it'd be really annoying to add them all manually. But, so, here are all the artists that I track. Also, I should say, Bands in Town has added some that I am not interested in, but I'm going to show you what to do about that. If there's some things in there where you're like, okay, Bands in Town, I'm not interested in this. So, okay. So here we go.
Ed. Abney Park. Abnormality. Acid King. Alyssa White Blues. Official Paint. All for Nothing. All or Nothing HC. Elena. Button 86. Elena. Elena. Amanda Palmer. Amaranthi. Amanda Palmer.
Alright, so we're going to take Amanda Palmer. I don't particularly care for Amanda Palmer. Sorry, Amanda Palmer, Dressing Dolls fans. I just don't particularly care for her. So, you're like, I don't want the tracker. I'm not interested. So,
Amanda Palmer. Button 98.
That unlabeled button. You double tap that.
Showing three items. Showing item. Play My City.
Play My City. You can also do the Play My City thing there. I already gave you a disclaimer about that.
Listen.
You can listen. I already told you about that. You can listen on Pandora or Spotify. If you're like, okay, why are you recommending to me this Band in Town? Why'd you put this in my tracking artist?
Untrack.
Untrack. If you're like, I don't care about this person, double tap the untrack button. In this case, I am. I'm mean.
Alert removing artist 3 period. Benson down. Showing items 5 to 15 of 290.
I just untracked Amanda Palmer because I don't care about that.
Elena. Amaranthi. Ambassador 21. Amy Lee.
And she is now not there. But these are a list of all the artists that you track. And other things that Bands in Town have put in there being like, well, you like all these people, so you should track these people too. And I just showed you how to, well, take somebody out of there. So we are now going to go back to the menu in the top left corner.
New interruption, 900, Abney Park. Double tap to select. Double track artist, okay.
Alright, track artist, okay.
Concert Cloud. Track artist. Popular artist.
Alright, popular artist.
Popular artist. Popular artist.
Alright, so Benson now Dome. You're on
Taylor Swift. Showing item 1 of 24.
You're now on a screen of the most popular people on Bands in Town. Or in other words, for me, things that I am, well, not interested in. But let's see what shows up in popular artist.
Taylor Swift. Ed Sheeran. Sam Smith. Calvin Harris. Sia. Maroon 5. Ellie Goulding. David Guetta.
Alright, so let's see. Okay, let's see what happens when you click on one of the popular artists.
Ellie Goulding. Maroon 5.
Okay, we'll do Maroon 5. This is somebody I've actually, like, heard of.
Benson Dunn. Maroon 5, similar artists, trackers, 2,315,803 total. Showing items 0 of 100. Showing items 1 to 10 of 33.
Alright, so this takes you to the thing. This is one of the most popular artists on Bandtown, Maroon 5.
Maroon 5, similar, track.
Alright, this is where you can track them.
Play My City.
Play My City.
Listen.
Listen.
The script.
Alright, so this is going to the... So it's the same thing I showed you back when I looked up Nightwish. So, yeah. So if you're like, oh, okay, I want to find, you know, really popular people, this is where you can do that. So I'm going to exit out of this because I'm not interested in tracking Maroon 5.
Back button. Benson Dunn. New interaction. Not popular. Taylor Swift. Double tap to select. Popular artists. Okay.
We're going to go back to the menu in the top left corner.
Track artists. Popular artists. RSVPs.
Alright, RSVPs.
Double tap to select. RSVPs. Benson Dunn.
If
no upcoming concerts.
I'm attending. If you hit I'm attending for shows, this is where they will show up. This is the RSVPs. Didn't hit I'm attending for any shows, even though there are shows, like I showed you Christopher and Barbara and Hailstorm, that I am going to, but I'm not going to blow up people's... It's 3 in the morning when I'm recording this, so I'm not going to send a notification on people's Facebook at 3 in the morning talking about, I'm going to this show.
No upcoming concerts.
So yeah, I haven't RSVP'd anything on here, so it says no upcoming concerts, though I am going to a lot of shows that two of them I already showed you, but if you do RSVP as a maybe or I'm attending, this is where they'll show up. So I'm now going to go back to the menu.
RSVPs, okay. Popular artists. RSVPs. Friends RSVPs.
Alright, like I said, I have this link to my Facebook, so let's see what my friends are going on Facebook are going to for their RSVPs.
Friends RSVPs. Alert getting Facebook friends. We need to get your friends from Facebook to populate this list. This may take some time, but it will only need to happen once. Okay. Benson Dunn. Showing items 1 to 14 of 14.
Okay, not sure why Facebook decided to do that, because normally it gets it automatically, but it got my friends, because I can see it on the screen.
Michael McDonald, Thursday, May 7th, Red Lionwood Lake Conference Center, 1. May 2015. Michael McDonald, Thursday, May 7th, Red Lionwood Lake Conference Center, 1.
I know who's going to that, but, so I'm going to double-click that.
Benson Dunn. Button 87. Unlabeled. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
So, Michael McDonald, so who is he? So I'm going to see which one of my friends are going to this.
Red Lionwood Lake Conference Center. I'm attending. Maybe. Get tickets. Share RSVP. Button 21. Button 60. Lineup. Michael McDonald. Attendees, 0. Attendees, 0. Friends and 17. Others.
Oop, it says 0 friends, despite the fact it just said 1. But I'm going to do another one. Yeah, this is where apps don't cooperate. I know one of my friends is going to on Facebook, so.
Back button. Benson Dunn. May 2015. Falling in reverse. Scott Weiland. Sunday, May 24th. Falling in reverse. Saturday, May 9th. Northern Invasion. 1.
Right, Benson Dunn. Gonna do
button 14.
In reverse?
Unlabeled. Showing items 1 to 18 of 18. Button 14. Unlabeled. Falling in reverse. Saturday, May 9th. Northern Invasion. I'm attending. Maybe. Get tickets. Share RSVP. Button 26. Attendees, 0. Friends and 69. Others.
And, of course, technical difficulties. Anyway, but I'll just explain it since Bands of Town decided to be ridiculous, even though it just said it got my friends. If you link this to Facebook or Twitter, it will show you if your friends RSVP'd to something. Like, I know one of my friends on Facebook, I'm not going to mention their name, but is going to Northern Invasion. This is where Falling in Reverse is playing on Saturday. I'm going as well. So yeah. So, if your friends have RSVP'd to a show on Bands in Town, it will show up here. If you have your thing linked to Facebook or Twitter. So, yeah. Thank you, Bands in Town, for not cooperating for this part, but you get the idea.
Falling in reverse at Northern Invasion. Okay.
Alright, so we're
double tap to select.
We're gonna go back.
Back button. Benson Dunn. May 2015. New interaction. Friends RSVPs. Okay.
Alright, we're gonna go back to the menu now.
Popular artists. RSVPS. Friends RSVPS. Change your location.
Change your location. If you want to change your location or where you're at or your search radius, that's where you go into. I don't want to change my location, but let's go in anyway, and I'll show you what's there.
Benson Dome. Change location. Okay. Search. Edit box. Currently editing. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You can type in your city. I'm not going to change this because I'm here and don't want to change it.
Done button. Edit box. Currently editing. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So if you... It does base it on GPS, I think, as well. You can do it that way. But I put in Minneapolis, Minnesota when I set this up. If you want to change it because it's like, okay, it's getting the major city next to you and you're not in that major city. Or, you know, you're going... Or you move somewhere else. Or you're somewhere else. So you can change where... your location here. Like a friend of mine, she's in, she's not in a major city. She's about 3 hours away from about three different major cities. So she'll put in where she actually lives at, and it'll give her the shows in the three major cities around her. So, yeah. So I'm going to exit out of this because I don't want to change my...
Back button.
I don't want to change my location.
Change location. Okay.
And we're going to go back
Concert
to the
Cloud.
Menu.
Popular artists. RSVPS. Friends RSVPS. Change your location. Set search radius.
Alright, here we go. Set search radius. I'm not going to change mine, but this goes to, you can do this on the first Concert Cloud page as well. Again, the higher the seek bar is, the bigger your search radius, the lower it is. I'm not going to change mine because I have mine at maximum 100%. But if you're like, okay, I don't like that it's giving me shows, you know, that are, you know, 7 hours away in a different state, you can change it there. I'm not going to mess with that because I don't want to change it, so.
Find friends.
All right, find friends. If you double-click that.
Benson Dome. Edit box. Currently editing. Search for friends. Showing items 1 to 12. Amber Marie McBride. Angela Grace Herbst. Benson Dome user. Checked. Checkbox.
Okay, this is where you can find friends if you have it linked to Facebook and Twitter and be like, hey, I wonder if this friend is on Benson Dome. Hey, I want them to use Benson Dome. You can do that. And I'm not going to mess with this part because these are people on my Facebook page who probably don't want to be have their names mentioned in a podcast. So, yeah, but you get the idea. So I'm going to exit out of this screen.
Find friends. Navigate up. Benson Dome. Benson Dome. Change location. Okay. Concert Cloud. RSVPS. Friends RSVPS. Change your location. Set search radius. Find friends. Settings.
Alright, here's the settings for Benson Town, so we're going to go into that.
Benson Town. Location. Showing items 1 to 20 of 20.
Alright, so we're going to go through the things in the settings screen.
Music. Set search radius. Change your location. Location. Search. Settings. Okay. Search. Location.
Alright, location. Again, you can set your location from here as well.
Change your location.
Change your location.
Set search radius.
Set search radius.
Music.
Music. Let's see what this is.
Reskin Music Library. Link accounts. Facebook. Link accounts. Reskin Music Library.
It's supposed that we can scan your music library. I don't have a huge amount of music on my tablet, so this isn't really going to work. But if you, and like I said, I have my Benson Dome linked on my Facebook to get artists in that way. But if you want it, if you have a ton of music on your phone and you want it, and you may not have a Facebook or a Twitter or whatever, or you don't feel like setting up an account, you can just have it, you know, and adding stuff manually, you can have it scan your music library. But I don't have very much music on this tablet. Most of my music is on my phone, so.
Linked accounts.
Linked accounts.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Twitter.
Twitter. My Twitter's not linked, but you can. This is where you do it at.
Last.fm.
You can link last.fm.
Pandora.
Pandora.
Google Play.
Google Play.
Deezer.
Deezer, which I don't think is available in this country. Actually, keep in mind, Bands in Town is a worldwide thing, but I don't think Deezer is available in this country. But we have people from around the world that are listening to this, so hey, whatever.
Ticket purchases.
Ticket purchases.
Credit cards.
You can purchase tickets. Where I showed you the thing where it's buy tickets. You can put a credit card in here. I don't have that in here. And nor do I really want to. Because I do, there have been some things in the past where people have said Bands in Town has overcharged them for tickets that they bought using Bands in Town. So I just go to the venue's website and buy them, or buy it at the venue's box office if I can, or, you know, do it over the phone. But, you know, if you want to do this, you can. I don't, but that's, again, my own personal decision. But, I mean, it's your discretion. It's your stuff. But, you know, but I'm just warning you, like I said, there have been some people in the past who have complained that when they've bought tickets to a show through Bands in Town that they've been overcharged. So,
past purchases.
Past purchases, again, I guess it's showing a ticket that you bought through Bands in Town. I've not bought anything through Bands in Town, so there's nothing there.
Account.
Account.
Sharing.
Sharing.
Account. Sharing. Notifications. Sharing. Bands in Town.
And we're going
use these settings to control what you share on your social media networks.
Yep, I talked over that, so let's see.
Twitter. Share your concerts RSVPS. Facebook. Use these settings to control what you share on your social media networks.
Alright. Use these settings to control what you share on your social networks. Just like I said, I'm not going to, I said I wasn't going to push the attending button because it's in the middle of the night and I don't want to blow up people's Facebooks and with, oh, Riv is going to this show. But this is where you can control what you share. So you're not, if you're like me and you go to a lot of shows, if I actually would hit the RSVP button on stuff that I'm attending, people would get really annoyed with me really fast. So.
Facebook. Share your concerts RSVPS. Checkbox.
Alright, you can check it.
Share your tracked artists.
You can share your tracked artists.
Checkbox. Twitter. Share your concerts RSVPS. Not checked. Checkbox. Invite friends. Share your concerts RSVPS. Checkbox.
Alright, so this is where you can control what you share on your social media so you're not annoying the crap out of people if you're like me and attend a lot of shows. So we're gonna go back.
Back button. Benson down. Showing teaser. Ticket. Credit card. Past purchase. Account. Sharing. Notifications.
Notifications. This is an important one, so let's go into that.
Benson down. Use this setting to control what type of push notifications you want to receive.
Use the setting to control what type of push notifications you want to receive. Alright. So, yeah, Band in Town. Obviously, if an artist that you like announces that they're coming to town, it will send you a push notification that shows up in your notification area. Sometimes, this can get annoying. Especially if you're somebody who likes a lot of bands like I do. So, let's go in the setting and see how you do it.
Just announced. Checkbox.
Alright, so if you want it when bands just announce things, right, you can check or uncheck that. You know, obviously check means you want it, uncheck means you don't.
On sale.
On sale. When tickets are on sale, you can do that.
Checkbox. RSVPS reminders.
A reminder saying that, oh yeah, it'll remind you about a day or so before you're going to this. If you want that, you can check or uncheck that.
Checkbox. Rate past concerts.
If you want to rate past concerts.
Checkbox.
You can do that. I've not done that because I'm a total fangirl. I don't want to be like, I think everything is awesome, so I'm not going to be like, oh, this band that I paid to go see was terrible. I'm like, I went to go see them. Of course they're awesome.
Friend RSVPS.
If you want to be notified of your friends RSVPing to things.
Checkbox. Show promotions.
Show promotions. This one you may or may not want to uncheck depending on what Bands in Town gives you. Because sometimes Bands in Town gives you things where you're like, okay, Bands in Town, why are you telling me about this? So, yeah. So, yeah, things that Bands in Town are promoting. For example, Bands in Town was promoting the Royal Thunder is a band that I like. And I guess Bands in Town is promoting the tour. Or at least the local show here. I don't know about the whole tour. And it was telling me about, oh, Royal Thunder's record is coming out and get tickets and all this. So yeah. So you can check or uncheck that one depending on if you're like, okay, Bands in Town, you're giving me crap. Or Bands in Town, you're giving me awesome things. Okay.
Checkbox. Artist alerts. Checkbox.
Right. Artist alerts. Again, this goes into, you know, if you'll where bands are playing, things like that.
Event alerts. Checkbox.
Alright, so that's the end of that, so we're going to go back.
Back button. Benson down. Showing past purchases. Account. Sharing. Notifications. Terms.
Alright, obviously this is the terms and conditions through the app.
Log out.
This is where you can log out. Obviously, I'm logged in, so I don't want to log out. Alright, so we're going to go back up.
Settings. Okay.
Concert Cloud. Anything else up in the menu?
Friends RSVPS. Change your location. Sensor. Find friends. Settings. Terms and conditions.
Right, there's the terms and conditions again.
Help.
And then you can get help if you're having problems using the app.
Log out.
You can log out from here as well. And then that's it. So this is Bands in Town. I mean, it's so, yeah. So there you go. This is Bands in Town. Like I said, I did my best. This is my first time doing this. So this is my best first time going through an app. Telling you how to do it. So, yay. So again, I'm Reva. If you would like to get in contact with me, you can find me on Inclusive Android under Beloved Misanthropy. You can find me on the Ice Free List. And if you really need to get in contact with me absolutely immediately, Twitter would be the best way. I am JadedAngel143. I will spell that. JadedAngel143 on Twitter. So if you want to get in contact with me through Twitter, because you need to get in contact with me really fast, you can do it that way. And you can follow me if you want to, but be forewarned, this is my personal Twitter, and so this ranges from everything from metal to the offensive to the political, so if you want to follow me there, it's my personal Twitter and my personal opinions, so I warned you. So, I'm going to end this tutorial, so thank you for listening, and hopefully I'll do another one soon.
Home button. Overview button. Overview. HiQ MP3 recorder. HiQ MP3 stop button.